Hi, I'm Greg Schaefer, and welcome to the VCM Quick Strike for Monday, July 18th, 2022. Did you get your Shodan membership for $5? If you did, congratulations. If you did not, you're going to have to wait until they have another sale, which they have indicated they will not have another sale like that, at least until the end of this year. They won't have a sale this year. If you're not familiar with Shodan, they are the world's first search engine for internet-connected devices, and they say discover how internet intelligence can help you make better decisions. Check them out at shodan.io. From FinTech Magazine, banks need best practices to fight rising cyber threat. According to the article, which references a report from VMware, cyber attacks on the financial sector have been steadily increasing. Financial institutions have reported a 238% increase in cyber attacks within the first 6 months of 2020 alone. And in 2021, the trend continued, with financial institutions, fintech being hit by ransomware, phishing, SQL injection, social engineering, and denial of service attacks. Of course, this isn't much of a surprise because there's that old saying, why do bank robbers rob banks? Well, that's because that's where the money is. And this has been recognized by the financial services industry for many years. That's why FSISAC was formed a couple of decades ago, and it's one of the premier ISACs out there. The article continues to talk about a couple of instances that have happened and then gives some examples about how to mitigate the threats that are out there. So check it out. Some good stuff there from FinTech Magazine. From the Hacker News, five things that they learned from CISOs of small security teams. So I'm just going to go through each one in the article and talk about each one. So the first one is here that remote work has accelerated the use of EDR technologies. I suppose that that's a valid point, and really, what this is more focusing on is that we used to, back in the day, talk about the security boundaries of the firewall and the moat and all of that. And then as people started to work more remote, it became more important to actually do this, what I call micro protections of the devices that are out there. So I don't think that that's limited necessarily to small and mid-sized businesses, although I do think that they might leverage the work from home model, maybe have had more experience in that because a lot of startups were doing that before COVID. The second one is 90% of CISOs use an MDR solution. So MDR, the Managed Detection and Response Service, that's another aspect. We seem to see a constant with regards to the CISO always wanting and needing more relevant data. And those two words are very important together because more data can be just noise. Data that's not relevant is non-actionable. So more relevant data. And according to this, it would seem to indicate that the CISOs are thinking that they're getting more relevant data from MDRs. Number three, overlapping threat protection tools are the number one pain point for small teams. They're saying that 42% struggle to visualize the full picture of an attack when it occurs. So I'm not really sure about the relevance of that. Number four, small security teams are ignoring more alerts. Well, this gets down to, again, where you have too much noise and understanding what could be relevant and what may not be relevant. A lot of times folks in business don't understand the resources that are necessary in order to maintain a solid monitoring, and that could be outsourcing as well. And then five, 96% of CISOs are planning to consolidate security platforms. And that's not a surprise, but I'm glad to see that because there are so many different platforms out there that have overlap and they might not necessarily talk to each other. And this gets back to the the too much information of the not relevant nature. So an interesting article from the Hacker News. Check it out. And then from the Hacker News, researchers have disclosed details about a security vulnerability in the NetRix auditor application that, if successfully exploited, could lead to arbitrary code execution on the affected devices. Now, this could actually compromise the Active Directory domain, according to an advisory that was published last week. I know several folks that use NetRix, so this is definitely something to take a look into. There's some other information within the article as far as mitigation activities, and they do note that this is an auditing and visibility platform, in case you're not familiar with NetRix, that enables organizations to have a consolidated view of their IT environments, including Active Directory, Exchange, file servers, SharePoint, VMware, and other systems, all from a single console. Sounds a little bit like that they took that from a marketing flyer, but that's what it does. And then finally, if it sounds like that this episode is a little bit disjointed or a little bit not quite on target, well, it's because I'm on the road at a conference and recording this from a hotel room and having to deal with a few issues. And I'll talk about that and some ideas on how to mitigate and push through in 30 seconds. I'm never happy with trying to do regular work in a hotel room, and I'm sure none of you are either. And it seems like that there's just, you don't have the efficiency of being able to do the things you want to do. Like, for example, whenever I prepare these podcasts, I usually find a few articles that I think have relevance to them, and I'll print them out and I'll highlight what some of those things are that I want to talk about. Well, it's very difficult. I don't have a printer with me, so I can't highlight. I can't print them out. So trying to use a small monitor setup to look through the items that I want to talk about makes it quite challenging. The connectivity makes it quite challenging as well, too. I don't generally like to use hotel Wi-Fi, but for some reason, using my hotspot has not been as reliable as I would like it to be usually. So I've had to stop and start, had to reload. It's been a rather arduous process to create what is less than a 10 or a 15 minute podcast to get this going. So you might ask, why even bother? I know that a lot of you listen to this, but this isn't like a Joe Rogan podcast. This isn't a podcast that has a lot of listeners, at least not yet, working towards it. But there are some that like to listen to it. But if there was like one day where if I just said, well, you know, because of technical issues, I'll leave it alone, we won't have something like that. Well, I can't do that because I've committed to doing this podcast even when it means doing it on the road. And I think that that's really the point that I wanted to make as far as being on the road and our regular job responsibilities. It's often very difficult because you've got all other things going on. For me, at the conference, I'm an attendee, I'm a vendor, and I'm a speaker. So there's multiple things going on there. The travel in and of itself was very draining. It's late in the evening on Sunday night as I prepare this for the Monday broadcast. It would be very easy for me to say, I'm not going to do it. Those who succeed in anything that they do are consistent at what they do. They will push through it, whether it be anything with regards to your career, or in health, taking care of health, you'll push through. This morning, before I continued my road trip, I went out, found a very nice little state park in Arkansas, and did a 3-mile trail run because I needed to get in my physical activity instead of just saying, well, I'm on the road, I'm not going to do it. So for me, sitting here in this hotel room on the 15th floor, looking over the setting sun of Houston, Texas, not the usual location of doing this from the square in Franklin, Tennessee, but still trying to get some relevant information out to you all and maybe just a little bit of opinion and advice that might help along the way. So I'll see you Friday, also from the road. Until then, stay secure.